A big day and a big week in the debate over gun control. We begin with a very low-profile gun law that's already on the books, a law you probably don't know about, hidden in a very surprising place. We think you need to know about this law because critics say it damages our ability to truly know, using serious science, the impact that guns have on public health and public safety, impeding research on gun safety and preventing doctors from talking to patients about the potential health risks that come with gun ownership. Advocates who support the law say it protects the rights of gun owners. Now, as we reported last week, the National Rifle Association somehow managed to push this stealth legislation into President Obama's health care reform bill. The question is how and why. And why, whatever you think of the law, one of the president's top allies, that's right, the president's ally, helped the NRA get it passed. No surprise that there's a big dose of politics involved here. Jim Acosta tonight, he's keeping them honest.
When President Obama signed national health care reform into law, few in Washington knew that buried in the legislation's more than 900 pages was a gift to the nation's powerful gun lobby. But here it is, a provision entitled Protection of Second Amendment Rights. It states the government and health insurers cannot collect any information relating to the lawful ownership or possession of a firearm or ammunition. The provision was such a secret, the Washington Post reports, that some people in the White House didn't even know it existed, despite being in the president's signature legislation. Healthcare advocate Joan Alker did notice it and has a hunch where it came from.
And so how do you think this got in there?
I don't know. I'm assuming the NRA put it in at the last minute.
So who put it in there? It might surprise you to learn it was this man, the most powerful Democrat in Congress, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. But why? A Democratic source close to the passage of the health care law tells CNN this is what was viewed as a relatively benign way to make sure the National Rifle Association didn't get involved with this. Reid has been a top advocate of gun rights for years. In fact, just days after the health care law was signed, Reid invited Wayne LaPierre, a top official at the NRA, to the opening of this Nevada weapons range.
People who criticize this probably would criticize baseball.
LaPierre's visit was a big boost for Reid, who was courting gun owners in his very pro-Second Amendment state of Nevada in a tough battle for re-election.
I also want to thank you, Senator, for your support every day at the federal level for the Second Amendment and for the rights of American gun owners.
Both Reid and the NRA declined to talk to CNN on camera. But Democratic sources on Capitol Hill say the NRA was not the only threat to the president's health care bill. Lawmakers were also worried about conspiracy theories circulating among gun enthusiasts that falsely accused the Obama administration of plotting to use the health care law to go after gun owners. One group, the Gun Owners of America, insists it could still happen.
It says that all of our medical records are available to be pawed through by bureaucrats somewhere in Washington looking for a reason to disenfranchise gun owners.
As for Reid, his staff told us today, the Senate Majority Leader's views on gun control are changing. He is in a different place than he was in 2010, says an advisor. Consider how Reid answered the question after the July movie theater massacre in Colorado.
With the schedule we have, we're not going to get into a debate on gun control.
And how he responded after the killings in Newtown.
We need to accept the reality that we're not doing enough to protect our citizens.